All right. It is 8 o'clock on the dot, and you already know what time it is. It's Earth to Ira. Every Thursday at 8 p.m. You already know. You know the drill. Okay, but before we get started, you are listening to WMUC FM College Park on 90.5.
Weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit a health center and be a healthier TERP.
Okay, everybody, did you miss me? Okay, yeah, like I wasn't here last week. I get it. You can be mad. I wasn't here the week before that. You know, just busy. I'm a busy woman. So what's on the menu today? Spotify Wrapped, Quarter Zips, Wicked, Finals, and the Epstein Files. And you may be like, oh my God, DJ Dirt. Oh my God, how does that, what does that have to do with anything? That's kind of like all over the place. Well, you know, it's a good thing this is Earth to Ira, because we keep you grounded. If I had a soundboard right now, just imagine like trumpets and horns and stuff. But yeah, I'm switching it up a bit today. It's going to mostly be a talk show, because I felt like it. I've been inspired recently because I've been listening to podcasts, because I suddenly became that type of person. I feel like now I'm like a little superior than people. Like, I listen to educational podcasts, so you know, I have to try it myself. And yeah, as you know, I'm a woman of my people, and the people have spoken. Your responses have come in, so that's what we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to have a little cameo from one of my dear friends, a little special guest, my first ever special guest. Give it up for Horace.
What's up, 90.5? I'm online with Ira today, and I'll be accompanying the podcast. Style.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, guys, make sure you're nice and stuff. Okay, so let's talk about my Spotify Wrapped. Okay, please give me a break. First of all, I think it's like not accurate. And let me tell you why. And I'm saying this because I didn't like my Spotify Wrapped. But I don't think it was accurate this year. Why is Drake in my top five? I don't even listen to him like that.
What are you talking about?
Like, I don't... Drake. He was in my top five for
Drake
my...
In your top five?
Yeah. I got close to the mic. But, yeah, Drake was in my top five for my Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah, Drake didn't make my top five either. But I was surprised, you know?
He didn't? Or did?
No, he didn't.
Didn't? He was in mine. And no, I didn't even listen to him like that.
That's crazy. Let's hear your top five.
Okay. So, my top... I'm just gonna go with my first one because, like, actually, this is, like, so... Thank you. Like, I've been saying I've been a Yeet fan. Guys, it's Yeet. I gave it away. It's Yeet. But, as you heard on the PSA, you know, it's finals. If you're depressed, if you know a loved one that's depressed, low-key just, like, kind of hug them and stuff. I don't know. I'm kidding. Like, just be there for each other. It's a rough time. You know, it's the season, seasonal depression. It kind of comes around the corner. So, to go along with that, the first song I'll be playing for you that is off my Spotify Wrapped, I listened to it a bunch of times, is Sorrows by Bryson Tiller.
Do the same, don't tip me, baby. Hit the party and get friendly. Honestly, no, I don't got it in me. It's no fun when you're not here with me. It's no fun when you're not here with me, yeah. Yet you tell me there's no way. Yes, you tell me there's no way.
Okay, yeah, that was our first song. And not to get too ahead of ourselves, guys, we now have to, you know, this is my first time having a guest. I'm a little nervous. Like, I kind of just kind of do my own, like, one-woman show. But I'll hand it off to him. I want to know what's on his Spotify rap, too.
Sure, Aris. We can go through it for sure. It was surprising. I feel like Spotify rapper was surprising me. You know, like, you feel like you have a different top five.
Yeah. No, I just
like,
don't.
How'd you get Drake? You know what I'm saying? You never listen to Drake.
Literally. Ask anyone, I don't listen to Drake. And yeah. For those, like, diehard, I know Drake fans, like, diehard fans.
Some diehard fans.
Typically brown boys, yeah. diehard fans of Drake. Oh my God, what do you have against Drake coming to his defense? I don't care. I don't like Drake. You know, I mean, like, I know his...
I think it's crazy to say.
No, his music. Well, yeah, but, like, I don't know. I just don't listen.
I didn't get Drake, but I got Party Next Door.
Yeah, of course you did.
Of course, yeah.
Of course you did. Kind of city. Party Next Door.
But I had Two Hollis for my top one.
Dude. Two Hollis? Two Hollis has been going crazy.
Yeah, boy. Like, that was probably my favorite concert.
Yeah.
Cliche by Two Hollis. That was my top one.
Okay.
And that was my top song as well, like... I don't know, I felt like I just listened to it a lot before going to his concert, and I heard it live, too.
Honestly, it took me a bit to get into Two Hollis. I'm not even gonna lie. And like, usually I'm like really open to like different types of genres, music, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know why it kind of took me a bit to get into him.
Yeah, I would say this song is like his top hit. If you ever heard, listen to Cliche by Two Hollis, we'll play it up for the live.
Now playing Cliche by Two Hollis.
Wish we never did what we did, but oh well, I guess you'll live and learn. I'm counting pennies, going to the city. It's good fun, but it sure ain't pretty. We know, we know how to fall. But I'm going up stay for a few days. You should come, but don't be late. Guess I'm back in my ways, I'm back to your face. I know I shouldn't, but can I stay? We can do the cliche, I'll buy a bouquet. Sit down at cafes, make out in the rain. It might not ever be the same, but I'm down for the game, I'm down for the game. We can do the cliche, I'll buy a bouquet. Moment, chain smoking, heart broken, open. Can't say I own it if I stole it. Close, soaking, heart racing, open. Can't say I own it. Cliche, I'll buy a bouquet. Sit down and cut bed, make out in the rain. It might not ever be the same. But I'm down for the game, I'm down for the game. We can do the cliche, I'll buy a bouquet. Sit down and cut bed. Down for the game, I'm down for the game.
Cliche by Two Hollis. How did everyone like that?
Wait, have you heard this song before?
Yeah, I have.
You have? Yeah.
Yeah, you okay. Put me on. Okay, what shampoo does he use?
Yeah, that's the question.
Shampoo.
Oh, yeah.
You're a big... big Two Hollis fan.
I have seen that clip.
Wow. He's a poser.
Seen that clip of him.
Guys, his Spotify Wrapped isn't real. He doesn't actually listen to Two Hollis.
You got a drink in your top five.
I'll be quiet. That's honestly valid. Anyways, what we have next. This is my pick, personally. So I listened to this song a lot in the beginning of the year. And honestly, like, I just like the guitar in it. So, Baby Doll by Dominic Fike.
I can't move on. Cause my daddy was a pimp. My mama had issues, but I miss it anyway. Oh, baby, don't. Please don't call me for the wrong reason.
We both know exactly what I'm thinking. Weeks pass and I never grow tired, cause I never said never and I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on a phone or a globe. And I can take you with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby, though, I can't move on. I can't move on, baby, though. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed and it's outrageous. And I'll take it all.
Okay, next, we're going to alternate because, you know, I'm fair, I'm a humble person, like, you know, I'm kind, everything like that. Okay, Harris has a song. Do you mind introducing your song?
Yeah, I got you. I'm about to play Words to Live By, featured by Errol Sweatshirt, Al Costu, local DMV artist, DC. So well played them. He has a concert coming up December 13th, so tune in if you're a fan. We'll play a song, let's get it going.
All right.
Yeah. Wow, 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 wow. Wow.
Coke in there making beats and shit.
I ain't some player, ain't got no respect for the bitch, no patience with her. Driving the Benz, I be smoking the shrug. I'm gonna rob us a nigga, he ain't did it before. Sit down and hot shit.
Oh, okay. Some technical difficulties. We can't really play that song. But I'm gonna plug it anyway, duh. Guys, give him some grace. Like, this is his first time on the show. He doesn't know the rules. It's okay. He's he's a little bit of a rookie.
Hey, you just heard the start of it, but make sure you finish the song at home. What you got for us, Sarah?
Okay, next. Next. I have, I'm gonna take over, okay? Guys, I've been really into, I'm gonna take over this next song. I mean, like, Harris, you're still gonna get a chance.
Another chance.
Yeah, another chance. Okay. So I've been really into, like, UK drill, duh. Oh my God, don't get me started on
Fake Me. We can talk about this.
Guys, that should have been in the title today. Honestly, like, Spotify rap, quarter zips, wicked, whatever. No, let's talk about Fake Mink. Guys, he's just, like, he's just perfect in every single way. He has a goatee, he has a skullet. What more could you ask for? He's a brown boy from the UK. Yeah. Anyways, I'm actually not even going to play a song by him next. So I clickbaited you, but I'm going to play SD Kid, actually. I've been listening to a lot of SD Kid. So up next is Four Rods.
Okay.
I'm a dancing dog, I'm a young rat. Year 10, I was out to the room. Cash, PayPal, few quids for the dorm. Tax, catfish is a beast with a dorm.
whipping round, I'm wearing me pockets filled with 20 boots on GBP, that's stealing. I'm rolling around in spending cars, got heavy gas that I'm burning. I'm a rock star with these rock slide, I can never beat these ages. I'm full, my deep in this jamming, and I'm whipping it round as a baby. Plotted on chase, couldn't make the excursion. So I managed this shit. Egan went from Henny to sipping on bourbon. I switched to a giving and basing, cut to the chips, now they come in a surgeon. All over the neck, I'm a baby. I'm a warlord, kilos under the floorboards.
I've been smoking like four rows. Okay, like, did I not put you on? I feel like, okay, I don't know. I'm not from the UK. I'm not like a musician of any sort, a drill rapper, like none of that. But I don't know, I just feel like really, like, I don't know, really connected to SD Kid and Fake Mink.
Yeah, no, there's definitely been a lot of traction on them too, as of late.
Right? And like
the whole UK, the underground scene just
yeah,
just
blew no, up within actually, the last year. UK drill has like really, really popped out.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you have next for us, Horace?
Let me get a song queued up. Talking about UK drill, I look through. We'll get some Fake Mink going.
Fake Mink? Okay,
Fake
you
Mink.
Choose,
yeah,
you
let's
choose.
Let's do it, let's do it.
While he gets that ready, guys, after we go through Spotify Wrapped, we haven't even, like, actually went through ours. Just know that, like, for some reason, Drake is in mine, and I don't agree with that. But yeah. Yeet is at the top, which I agree with.
Yeah, we'll go through it properly. We just heard the top.
We
artist.
Could go through it properly,
we
but
could, let's do it.
We also could move on.
Let's hear
later.
Let's hear, yeah. Let's give it up for Fake Mink, though.
Let's give it up for Fake Mink. First song we're playing, Music in Me.
I'm not people where you at, can't see it, I need you now. You did so right there, teach me how. You talk about a feeling, I feel it now. Look back if I could, but I'm not allowed. I'm not people where you at, really need you now. You did so right there, teach me how. You talk about a feeling, I feel it now.
Five.
guys, this song, it's not my Spotify Wrapped, but I have to listen to the pops. My dad requested You Make Me Feel Like Dancing by Leo Sayer. Like a dog hanging on your lead. I'm in a spin. I feel like a lot of things. I don't really feel like dancing, but that's okay. You know, I had to do a special request. I'm not really dancing, guys. Finals are coming up around the corner. Just even talking about it, like, this semester went by so fast.
That was crazy. I feel like every time I'm in college, each semester goes by quicker.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to go off on a little side note. You know, I have a lot in store today. I have a special guest. I have to make this a special episode.
Of course.
So, what has been the craze with quarter zips? Can you give me some insight?
It's been a lot. I think you're asking the wrong guy, but I've been seeing a lot of quarter zips.
Okay, you know what my opinion is? I think there's like an underlying like bias because like people are saying we're going from Nike Techs to quarter zips. Saying, like, oh, quarter zips are now, like, professional, you're put together, like, I don't know, there's a weird undertone. Do you agree?
I mean, yeah, I could see that being the case. You can be professional in a Nike Tech.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're, like, saying,
like, be yourself. That's the main thing.
Right. Nothing wrong with Nike Techs, guys. You heard it here first.
I like them both, though. You know, I'll go in a quarter zip one day, I'll go to Nike Tech the next.
Exactly. Cool. You can be versatile, and you can have matcha in a quarter zip.
You like matcha?
You could have matcha in a Nike Tech. I actually don't like matcha.
Wow.
Also, apparently it's not good for women because
no way.
It like it's not good if you have like you're low on iron, which is usually
a lot of brown women. Unfortunately. But like I like matcha.
Really?
Yeah, but
do you also like read feminist literature? Like what are you trying to do?
I read books.
Yeah, performative.
Occasional.
Performative.
But yeah.
Okay, so I did kind of want to make today more of a talk show, and I feel like I played a good amount of music in the beginning. What do you think, Horace?
Yeah, we played a good amount.
Right,
sure.
Right.
We played some bangers. I played like 1.5 songs.
1.5? Yeah, sorry, I had to like kind of cut you off.
All good. I understand.
Yeah. Anyways, enough about quarter. You know, I actually don't really want to get more into it, but Wicked. Have you heard anything about Wicked? I feel like you're not really tapped into that scene.
Wicked, the movie?
Yeah.
I haven't. I've seen the first one a long time ago.
Like the one with Ariana Grande? And
yeah, I think I've seen it in theater with my cousin. But
okay, but like, you know, what I wanted to like low-key talk about is like kind of like the controversy around the two main actresses because like they're becoming like kind of like how Ariana Grande is like she's like been infantilizing herself and like getting more emaciated and people
what
are
does
like
that mean?
Like kind of acting like not her age at all.
Wow.
I think it's an issue.
Is that like an overall issue or just like for the acting part for this new
no like scene? Overall.
Oh wow.
I think it's like it's not promoting a good thing for like people who are watching the movie who are fans of her. Do you agree?
I haven't seen the movie, so I can't input a say, but you guys can go further into that.
Not gonna lie, I haven't seen the movie either, and I really don't plan to. So I actually don't really care.
Have you seen the first one?
No.
Yeah?
Not at all.
You heard about it in the media?
Yeah. Okay, so we're actually gonna play more music from our Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah, we can give it to more of our Spotify Wrapped. You know, we are both of our top artists. But
this is true. So I still have yet to play a song from my number one artist, so it's only right that I do so. There's just so many that I can't really choose. But seeing how Drake somehow snuck in on the number two spot in my top five.
Drake was number two?
That's what's crazy. Not even top five, but he was in the top two.
Wow.
So I have to play a collab song by them. So now playing, I Don't Give a Blank by Yeet and Drake. Yep, that's all I can actually play on air. Guys, who knew that this song wasn't very PG?
Yeah. Some songs surprise you.
Yeah.
Like when you actually look at the lyrics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Harris, what are your thoughts on Yeet?
I like Yeet. I haven't heard too much, honestly, but
I love Yeet.
I know, I was always putting me on to Yeet.
Yes.
I've seen videos of his concert. They look insane.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a top concert for you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Name, like, the top concerts, like, you would, like, die to go to. Not die to go to, but you really, really want to go to.
Yeah, really, really want to go to? You know, I used to say Young Thug all the time. Like, when I say Young Thug was a really big introduction to my whole current taste of music. Like, he was a big transition. Like, Young Thug was one of the first artists I really got into.
That's a good one.
And everything. And especially the whole time that he was locked up. I remember I went to go see Gunna. He had a little segment where he had the free Young Thug in the back playing a couple of his songs. But now, you know, that's not the case no longer. But, yeah, I'd definitely say Young Thug for my childhood self.
Mm.
That's number one on the list. Do you have any concerts that you're
dying to go
to?
I'm so glad you asked. I actually do. I have a list. My top three, I think, like, one of the ones that is, like, never going to change is Tame Impala.
Oh, wow. That would be surreal.
Right? Like, I don't know if everyone is aware. Tame Impala was actually in my top, in my Spotify Wrapped. Actually, you know, the thing is, guys, I could be lying to you. Like, you have no way of checking. But just believe me. He was in my top, like, I don't know, like, 10 artists.
Top 10?
Yeah, he wasn't in the top 5.
Okay.
But, yeah. A Tame Impala concert, I think I would, like, actually start levitating. Matter of fact, we could have our own little Tame Impala concert here. Nothing's stopping us. Yeah, so now listening to The Less I Know, The Better.
Thank you.
Okay, that was The Less I Know, The Better by Tame Impala. So now you get it, right? Like,
I get the hype for sure. Like, imagine hearing that live.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, so, you know, we only, it's 8:40, 8:41. It's a very busy time of the academic school year. So we just want to relax. I'm sure you want to relax. So we're just going to queue up some songs that were in our Spotify Wrapped, like our top songs that we listened to throughout the whole year, like consistently. And so the first song that we actually have in common is Excitement by Trippy Redd and Party Next Door. Actually, this doesn't really fit the vibe of, like, how we're kind of feeling right now. Everyone's kind of, like, mellow, sad. There isn't actually any excitement. There isn't any excitement. Anyways, before we actually get, I switch the vibe to the next song. I mean, it's my first time having a guest on the show, so a few words, and he'll sign off.
Yeah, first I want to say I'm so honored. This is a great honor being the first guest on the show. But yeah. Yeah, Party Next Door, that song was excitement. It made it to my top five. Party Next Door was number two on my list.
Yeah, we kind of have a little bit, we have stuff in, like, in common, but I think our main, like, genres that we like aren't necessarily the same, so we get lots of variation. But yeah, give it up for Horace, everybody, my first guest on the show. And before he goes, he's gonna give you his top five.
Sure, let's get into it. So I got Two Hollis at first, and I was really surprised because I don't listen to Two Hollis that much, but I think it's just because I went to his concert. I was queuing it all that 1 week, and that you know, that definitely bumped up the numbers. At number two, I got Party Next Door. Party Next Door, that's one of my goats. I've been listening for years now. You know, I'm in. I had Savage Anthem. That was in my top five songs. That's one of my favorite songs by it. Eye on It. Check that song out, too. Next, I had Playboi Carti. Because I also went to the Playboi Carti concert. I had to get hip the week before.
You did?
I did, yeah. I didn't tell you about it.
Oh, I didn't know.
I did go to the Playboi Carti concert. And yeah, and he made it for number three on my list. I was actually listening to his music a lot. I Am Music. Recent album. But yeah. Great song going on. Fourth, I had Kanye West. Classic. I've been listening to it for years now, so of course he had to get on the list. And surprisingly, I had Cash Cobain for number five.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like a shocking little number five. Like, not shocking, but like, you wouldn't expect it.
Yeah, it was. I was surprised myself too, but I was supposed to go to this concert, but he canceled. But Cash Cobain, I can mess with it.
All right, you heard it here first. That's his top five. If you want to be like Horace, you want to vibe like Horace, you need to tap in. You need to tap into all five of those. Anyways, I'll be taking over for the rest of the show. It's 8:45, 15 minutes. You know, I just want to relax. You want to relax. So I'm just going to play you some of my favorite songs of the whole year. Now, coming up is May You Never Forget Me. And May You Never Forget My Show. But May You Never Forget Me by Temachi. You know, today was a show that was kind of on the fly, but it's okay. I really hope that, you know, you'll forgive my mistakes, and I really hope that no one really noticed. Matter of fact, the last song that I'm going to play for you is No One Noticed by The Marías.
Scary mode, kinda like console me, and then I'll leave without a trace. Come on, don't leave me. It can't be that easy, baby.